to the show.
You jumped right into that, didn't you?
The show?
Yeah.
Well, it's 6:14.
Oh, hey. Good morning.
How's it going?
Sorry we're late.
We're not late. It's about the time we usually jump on.
No.
Ish?
Ish.
Play a couple songs at 7 o'clock hour. And then say, six. Hello. Six. Hello, people. Six. Welcome to the world of shoes.
Shoes. Ah! Shoes, let me see.
Yes, that's right. That's why I did that. I did that so you would go, oh, look at those shoes. Huh?
Those look really cool.
Aquaman shoes?
Those look really cool.
Note the laces.
Why are they different?
So yesterday I got my new Aquaman cons in, and I was a happy man. They're my birthday shoes.
Are they supposed to be different laces?
No, they're not.
Oh, okay.
So I got them in, and they came with orange laces and white laces. And Jack and Chrissy and Brody were out getting, like, tomato plants or whatever. So it was me and Luke yesterday. It was, like, bro time. So we went to the park. We played catch and came home, and it was like, hey, you want to see my new shoes? I just got them. And he was all excited. And so I pull them out, and I'm like, which laces should I do? Because the orange ones, in my opinion, are far superior.
I like them a lot better.
Yeah, me too. I really like the orange laces.
Did you do the orange laces yourself?
So, I'm getting there.
Okay.
So, I say, orange or white? And he's like, they're both cool. You should do one shoe orange and one shoe white. I'm like, huh. Okay.
Well.
Really? He's like, yeah. I think that'd be cool. I'm like, you want to help me? So, my 7-year-old. Yeah.
Which ones did he do?
Both. We did both. So.
Okay. I'm going to say that one's a bit twisted.
Which one?
That one right there.
Yeah, whatever.
Okay, cool. As long as you don't care.
I don't care. So, I got my new shoes. One with orange laces, one with white laces.
Man, shoes are a weird thing if you think about it.
Yeah. I don't know how long I'm going to keep the laces like this, but I felt like I had to wear them like this.
Yes.
Because this is the way he chose, and since I gave him the option, instead of saying, I'm going to go with orange, like I wanted to, I assumed he was going to say orange, because orange seemed like the kid answer.
Yeah.
It's like the flashier, funner, but nope. When I was younger, I used to wear different colored, me and my brother had the same shoe size, so we would get different colored Converse. And so I'd wear like one red and one blue shoe.
So cool.
So I figure, why not different laces?
You're so cool.
It was cool, Michelle.
Yes.
Nowadays, everybody's just wearing black Converse. Who cares?
No, I had red once.
I'm just saying, if you had one red one and one black one, people would be like, dude.
You're awesome.
Two different color shoes.
I have gray now.
Those were the days.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. See, do you have a black and a gray?
But yeah, but
try
one's high top and one's low top.
Don't try that.
It's weird.
Yeah, don't try that. That would be very weird. Yeah, I used to rock two different colored shoes.
That's cool.
It was fun.
Yeah.
And that's how we do. You'd like trade with playground kids?
It's also the 80s. Nope.
What?
No trading with the playground kids.
Why not?
No.
Like, dude, he's got a pair of turquoise cons. All
Weren't
right,
you
check
always
it.
Afraid of athlete's foot?
At 7 years old, was
yeah,
I afraid
like
of athlete's foot?
Yeah, that's the only time I was afraid of athlete's foot.
At seven?
Yeah.
No.
That's the only time I was really afraid of it. I'm not afraid of it now.
Yeah, no, never really worried about athlete's foot when I was 7 years old. I worried about, let's see. Oh, nothing, because I was 7 years old. Right, yeah. So that's how that went.
Okay.
We have a great show lined up today.
We do.
I'm really excited. Discovered some rad new music. And I was telling you off air, I actually contacted the band because I was really stoked on this music. Turns out they have the same management as Amberlin. So that was cool. So I know their manager.
That's
so I got the inside
easy.
Scoop on this band.
Nice.
So yeah, some really good stuff. One of them actually was a Steven pick. Not this band either. A totally different band that he gave me when he was here for 4th of July. And yeah, so we've got some really good music. Archibald's joining us in studio today. They have a free CD release show this Friday at the Lobo Theater. And yeah, I'm excited for that.
Talk about that with them.
Yeah, we'll talk about that. They're coming in studio 8:30. They're going to be rocking some jams with us, hanging out. And of course, you know, it's Tuesday.
We're going to be hanging out.
We are going to be hanging out. We're going to be doing some breaking news on the way, as well as birthdays, 6:45. You'd like to get a birthday shout-out in studio at mystaticradio.com. Right now, latest from Switchfoot. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static.
Steve-O and Mitch in the morning. Fun for the whole family. On Static Radio.
What's up?
Hey, what's up?
Oh, just chilling.
Yeah?
You?
Just hanging out?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Steve-O and Mitch hanging out with you. Happy Tuesday, everybody. New Music Tuesday day.
It's 1 week until...
It's 1 week till my birthday.
It's your birthday week.
I keep forgetting.
It's your birthday week. It's officially your birthday week.
Jack was reminding me last night.
Yeah?
Yeah, they're excited.
Are you just in denial? You don't want it to happen?
I don't know. I'm being totally serious. When you get older, I feel like I'm getting older. I just haven't really thought about it.
Yeah, right.
It's on a Tuesday. What am I going to do? I'm going to come to work.
Right, and everyone's going to be like, happy birthday! Except for me, I'm not going
to
do that.
I was just about to say, the only person that would probably do that is you, and you're going to be in Mexico, so what? I'm thinking that, it's not going to be that way.
Why would anyone else do that?
I don't know, because usually I'll come to work, and you're the one that has put up, like, the crazy streamer thingies and all the crazy stuff, and then it's like,
I had help.
Okay.
I had help last year.
Yeah. Matt Lott will be here from House of Heroes. He's going to be hanging out with me for 3 whole weeks while Mitch is away in Mexico. So that's exciting.
That is exciting.
That's good. That's the best birthday present anybody could have gotten me.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Dear friend hanging out for 3 weeks.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Chrissy's really stoked because he's going to be living with us. So.
Is that truthful?
Well, I mean, last night it was chaos. We're getting the boys down and, you know, we have a house full of boys already. So
yeah.
I won't go through the evening. But it was a lot of fun. And I said, just think, in less than 1 week, there's going to be 5 dudes in this house. And you could just see the, like, sadness wash over her.
Aww.
So there's a lot of testosterone in our household.
Yeah.
The Jeter boys.
She's got to be
insane.
Tough.
Insane. Yes.
She's tough.
Our boys are kind of crazy. It's fun. But it's definitely, like, got to be on your toes at all times. There's no downtime, really, unless they're asleep. Which, you know.
Puts them to bed at like 6 p.m.
Yeah.
All right, you're done with dinner? Go to bed.
Last night for dinner, Chrissy made cod for the first time ever. And
how'd that turn out?
It was fantastic.
Good.
For a grown-up, because it was like, she made this really amazing rice that had like cilantro and lime like in the rice. Like, she used this food processor thing and created this really amazing sauce that like went into the, everything was from scratch. It was all natural. It was like, it was incredible. She made tartar sauce from scratch.
Wow.
She made, it was so delicious. I can't even describe how amazing it was. And so Jack runs downstairs. He's like, what do we eat for dinner? And she says, fish. And you could see his heart break and just crumble into a gajillion pieces, like right there.
Oh. Story of my life. That's what happened as a child. Except my mom knew to never feed me fish.
Oh, dude. No, it was like, fish is like the healthiest animal you can eat in the universe, Jack. You're going to eat this. It's going to help you for baseball. It's going to help build up your, you know, and he was just like, really? And then after that, he was okay because once he realized there was a purpose for the fish, he was okay with it. Until he put it in his mouth, and then I literally grabbed the homemade tartar sauce, and it became like a piece of cake, and the frosting was tartar sauce, because I had to cover this piece of fish in tartar sauce, so he would, because before he was like, it's not bad, what I keep doing is holding my breath and then immediately taking a drink of milk after, and he was like welling up
like
with tears. Dude, it was hilarious.
And sweating.
And Luke was just like, nom, 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 like he inhaled the whole thing. His plate was completely cleared out. Totally loved.
He's like, no.
Luke's a trash compactor. He'll eat anything you put in front of him. But Jack is so freaking picky.
But he's still saying it's good.
It's good. No, it's good. And then I doused it in tartar sauce, and he inhaled it, and it was fine.
That's hilarious.
It was fine. Yeah.
It's funny that you say that it's the first time that she cooked it, because yesterday, I don't usually know what you're eating for dinner, but
yeah.
you told me for some reason that you're going to eat codfish.
I had to all day. It was like, Steve, when you get home, put the fish out. We had bought some fillets, and I had to freeze them, and so... It was like, put them out. They have to thaw.
When she told you that, and you told me that you're having cod for dinner, I just thought, man, people actually eat that stuff? Like,
yep.
I didn't know that. Yeah. I just thought that was something from Peter Pan.
Chrissy is Martha Stewart.
She's got it.
Yep.
Minus Martha Stewart.
So it's always just like, yes, minus the jail time,
yeah.
Martha Stewart. So, she's she always surprises with something crazy and amazing. So, did I mention she also works two jobs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, you didn't mention that,
yeah.
But I knew that.
She's ridiculously awesome. It was fantastic.
Good.
Just ask Jack. Oh, it is Tuesday. It is 6:33. Blah, 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 blah. Q's News Day!
Messed that one up.
Yeah, it's okay.
Breaking news! 4 kids found a 5-pound tooth in a Sumner, Iowa creek. And a 5-pound tooth.
Wait. A tooth?
Yes.
Like a 5-pound...
Tooth.
Tooth.
Tooth, like teeth. Tooth.
Like one tooth.
One tooth.
Weighed 5 pounds.
Yes.
Okay, keep going.
And it turned out to be from a mastodon.
Yes!
Oh!
That's amazing!
Power Rangers were somewhere.
Wow.
Professors at Upper Iowa University believe that the extinct mammal's tooth is about 20,000 years old.
And it was just hanging out where kids could find it?
Apparently that it rose to the surface and they were like, what's this? Wow!
Wow.
Mastodon. Triceratops. That's all I think of when I hear mastodon.
I have no idea what you're talking
about. Power Rangers.
No, yeah, I got that from what you said a minute ago when you said Power Rangers. I have no idea what that has to do with the mastodon.
Because one of their little things was there's a pterodactyl, the triceratops.
Is that like Power Rangers
mastodon.
Dino series or
no,
something?
No, that's the first Power Rangers.
Oh, really?
Yeah. The first one, that's the only one I ever watched.
Okay. Sorry. I apologize.
You were like
Power Rangers.
You're probably around 15
knowledge.
Or 16
exactly.
When that came out.
Exactly. So
I was 5.
I saw Power Rangers because like a friend of mine's little brother watched, and if I was over, it would be on in the background. I'd be like, oh, okay, cool. I dig Power Rangers. Whatever. It was just I was kind of in high school when it came out, so. I wasn't super into Power Rangers.
Stop being a hater.
I'm not being a hater. I'm just saying it was after my time, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Perfect.
Breaking news. Do not relieve yourself on the tracks of a subway. A 33-year-old man who was out drinking with a friend was electrocuted around 3 a.m. on Monday when he stopped to pee on the third rail of a New York subway train in Brooklyn. A friend of the man tried to save him, but he also got shocked.
No way! Are they alive?
It doesn't say.
Wow. Assuming so, because it would have said he died.
Yeah.
I've never been to New York. I have multiple friends who live in New York who say, you've got to come visit. But all the stories I've heard
just
so far...
so bad.
Like, who is that housed that they're in public at a subway station and decide that they just have to relieve themselves, like, right
intoxicated.
There. But still, I just... In public?
Yeah, I don't know. And then he got shocked.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
His friend also got shocked.
Yeah. Don't whiz on the electric fence. Anyone?
No. Nope.
Ren and Stimpy? Okay.
I don't remember that.
Really?
I remember Ren and Stimpy.
It was a board game that they played.
Oh.
Yeah.
Breaking news. A nearly violent case of munchies. A machete-wielding thief knocked off a Portland, Oregon market, but took only junk food. The robber grabbed frozen pizzas, candy, and pepperoni sticks, and he carried the machete in his pants.
Where are you finding this news today?
Oh, you know, just the breaking news website.
Wow.
And that's your breaking news for today.
Oh, there you go. Coming up in T-minus 6 minutes, it is birthdays. Apparently, there's some good ones.
Yeah, apparently.
I don't know. That's coming up. If you want to get a birthday shout-out, studio at mystaticradio.com. Steve on Mitch.
In the morning.
Static.
You can't get fresher than this.
Steve-O and Mitch in the morning on Static Radio.
Oh, yes. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Happy Tuesday.
Yeah. Big shout out to Mike. Sup.
What's up, Mike?
We saw him for 4th of July celebration. He said he listens every day on his way to work at 6:45. And all he ever hears is birthdays.
Sorry, bro.
That's what we do every day at 6:45.
That's what happens.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, it's not his birthday.
Oh.
It's just a shout-out day.
Yeah, because this is when he hears.
This is what he listens to every day on his way to work, he says.
That's
like,
boring.
I have birthdays every day. But usually he'll try and yell out the name. I mean, the name or the age. That's what he said.
How old's Mike?
I don't know.
30, 30, 20, 30. How old is he?
34.
34, okay.
Probably won't get this first one.
Oh, good.
Oh, yeah. Down, Donna Summer.
Nope.
It's Gladys Knight.
Nope. We are
it's
family.
Sly Stone's birthday.
It's Debbie Sledge's birthday.
Sledge and the Percy Sledge.
No, it's
Percy Sledge's birthday.
Sister Sledge.
Sister Sledge. It's his baby sister's birthday.
Debbie Sledge's birthday.
62. 71.
Have you guys seen Debbie lately?
No, I don't even know who that is.
No.
Debbie's 59 today.
Hey, come on. I was only off by 3 years.
All right.
3 years.
I don't even know who that is.
From FX.
FX.
First
the
Blood.
The movie?
Yeah. First Blood.
Jean-Claude Van Damme.
And Tommy Boy.
Oh.
The dad.
I don't know.
He was in FX.
And I think he's a Santa Fe resident.
Is he?
Or he was, yeah.
Brian, what is his name?
Dennehy.
Brian Dennehy!
I don't know who that is.
Yes, you do. He was in, I'm trying to think of movies you would know. Dude, FX.
Who is that?
He was he was in Silverado.
Nope.
He was.
Never saw it. Yeah, I know you didn't.
Brian Dennehy, he's 62.
Who else is he? 64.
He was the dad and Tommy Boy.
He's actually 75.
Wow. 70, all right.
75.
If you saw him, you'd be like, oh, okay, that guy. This life is never
fair. I don't want to play.
Is it Courtney Love?
Yeah, it's Courtney's birthday.
It's Courtney Love's birthday?
Uh-huh.
I can't celebrate her birthday.
Why not?
Not a fan.
I'm not a... So I'd be lying if I didn't.
Courtney,
if I said I wasn't
Courtney Love's
a fan
birthday today. That's enough.
Dennehy.
That's enough, right?
Yeah, that's enough.
Okay.
I guess I'll just.
Okay.
Yeah. She is 42.
Nah, she's probably older than that.
49.
Courtney Love turned 49 years old today.
Oh, man.
I'm the first person this week. High five.
Congratulations.
Wow.
You're amazing.
My.
Yeah.
From American Beauty,
Kevin Spacey.
October Sky.
Never seen that movie.
And some of the Bourne movies.
Chris Cooper.
Chris Cooper's birthday.
Boom!
You kind of just knew that.
I did. He was in the Muppet movie. Maniacal Laugh.
Oh.
Maniacal Laugh. He was a bad guy. He's also going to be in the new Amazing Spider-Man, allegedly.
Yay.
I don't know if he's Norman Osborn or who he is, but yeah, Chris Cooper, I believe, is in the new Amazing Spider-Man.
How old's Chris Cooper?
54.
Ah, 56.
Wow, you guys are kind. He's 62 years old.
Dang it!
60,
oh.
62.
That's my, like, old guy go-to. 50,
well,
62.
It's Smokey's birthday. It's the bandit's birthday.
You will not get his name.
It's, is this from a show?
Yeah, well, movie.
It's T.J. Hooker's birthday.
It is Richard Roundtree's birthday.
Of course.
Shaft.
Shaft. Okay. He played Shaft.
Yeah.
Shaft.
Shaft. Shaft is turning age
Shaft.
Today. Richard
Shaft.
Roundtree.
Shaft.
Shaft.
You don't know Shaft?
Shaft.
Man, I really want to do something right now, but I'm not going to.
Richard Roundtree's birthday.
He's 67.
68.
71.
Oops.
Steve, if I had said Shaft, he's a bad... shut your mouth. I'm talking about Shaft.
From Catch Me If You Can.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Saving Private Ryan.
Tom Hanks.
Apollo 13.
Big. We started watching that with the boys this last week and then realized, oh...
Terminal.
Language was a lot freer floating in the 80s.
And, of course, Bosom Buddies, the popular sitcom.
Yeah.
And, of course, Toy Story.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He's Tom Hanks celebrating birthday today.
50.
You go first.
50.
I was going to say 60, but since you're doing...
54.
57.
Tom Hanks just turned 57 today.
Yes! Come on! Thank you. I was going to shoot high. Come on. Woo! Bosom Buddies, dude. That was like old. Big. We were just watching it. That was old. That was like, I was a little kid. And he was already a grown up.
Yeah. You win. You got that.
Well, we're tied now. So, you know. It's Val Kilmer's birthday. It's Tom Cruise's birthday. It's Tom Skerritt's birthday. It's Kelly McGinnis's birthday.
Or Kelly McGillis.
McGillis. It's
Kelly McGillis.
Oh, it is Kelly McGillis's birthday?
Also in Witness, by the way.
Dude, come on. What music is this, Michelle?
I don't know.
Shut your mouth. You don't know what music this is?
I've heard it. I don't know.
How about this?
Gosh, dude. Oh, yes. Come on. Dude, you are looking at me with the blank stare that makes me want to fight you to the doom. Michelle Bransford! You don't know what this is. And I just named all the actors.
Say them again, who are the actors?
Val Kilmer, Tom Cruise, Tom Skerritt, Kelly McGillis, whose birthday it is, Anthony Edwards.
I probably know
he
what movie
played
is.
Goose!
Okay, it's Top Gun.
Yeah!
Okay, so here's the thing. I don't know their dumb soundtracks.
What?
I don't know their soundtracks.
You don't know these songs?
I know this one.
Like, the second these songs hit, it's like, oh, yeah, I do Top Gun.
No.
Kelly McGillis is celebrating a birthday today.
Can we just listen to Berlin?
This was a sellout song from Berlin.
I don't care. This movie is magical.
I don't know. When you go back and watch it, it's not that good.
Yeah, I own it. I still watch it, and it is still fantastic. Love this movie. Ice.
She was also in Witness,
man.
Steve-O, with your buddy.
Yeah, Harrison Ford.
58.
Oh, no. 62.
Okay.
56.
Oh, shoot. Oh,
but yes. You're right. It shouldn't look that great.
No.
Sorry, Kelly.
Sorry.
There you go. All right, we'll do that. We'll just stop.
Okay, sounds good.
It was good.
All right, let's continue with birthdays.
Okay.
Ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
You could also have done Great Balls of Fire.
Let's see.
Meg Ryan, also in that movie.
See, I knew that.
Okay, sorry.
Former U.S. Secretary of Defense.
Oh, yeah.
Donald Rumsfeld.
Okay.
Rumsfeld.
Rumsfeld.
74.
66.
81.
81.
81 years young.
I win.
You did not win.
Price
you said
right,
70s.
Says I win. Mm-hmm.
Oof.
Football. Actually, hold on. I probably didn't do the right thing there. Probably didn't do the right thing. There we go. That's better.
Well, any member of the Cincinnati Bengals.
No. Bigger.
Ben Roethlisberger.
Bigger.
Bigger?
Yeah.
Physically bigger? Or?
No. Infamous.
O.J. Simpson.
O.J. Simpson is celebrating a birthday today.
Good job, you. That wasn't even like... You
that was
think about
sad.
It. You just knew.
You could have also done... Is there a theme song to Naked Gun?
I don't know.
That was my first go-round with O.J. was the Naked Gun movies.
I just remember being very confused as a child because O.J. Simpson trial had nothing to do with Orange Juice or The Simpsons.
Man, he's up there. 63.
Oh, 66.
O.J. Simpson today turned 66 years old.
Yes!
You're welcome. You are welcome.
I was in the 60s.
Whatever. No, you weren't.
You guys are doing pretty good today.
Three. It's been
you have three?
No, we got three total.
Oh, three total. Okay.
We're a team.
You're right. We're a team. It's 2-1. It's 2-1.
All right.
The drummer from Def Leppard. No.
Yeah.
Well, it was just a single beat, so I thought that'd be the drummer from Def Leppard.
Stop there. What I was
going to
say.
John Tesh.
John Tesh is celebrating
is it really?
His birthday today.
John Tesh.
I knew John Tesh did
John
the music
Tesh.
For this because he makes a gajillion dollars
John
off
Tesh
of it.
Married to
Melissa Tesh.
Connie Selica.
He's married to Connie Selica? I had no idea.
Yeah. Who was in, America's Greatest Hero? No?
No clue.
Maybe Hotel? She was in Hotel, I think.
59.
I don't know what he looks like. So
John Tesh, his head is huge.
Oh.
He's like a big man, and he's got a big head.
Blonde. Big blonde guy.
Big blonde guy. Think of like, what was that, Fabio guy?
He co-hosted Entertainment Tonight for a while.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm John Tesh. I'm really popular. You got hair like that, and I'm going to play the piano. Look at my jaw structure. It's perfect.
By that, I'm going to say 62.
61.
Ah!
You're very close. Wow, all that hint stuff was kind
of... Dude, come on.
If you can do an impression of him every single time.
Okay, let's see. Who we got? ER.
See, from Kane.
From Kane.
The West Wing. L.A. Law.
Yep.
And this, NYPD Blue.
Oh, Jimmy... Schmitz? Is Jimmy... Whatever, however you say his name.
Jimmy Schmitz.
Jimmy Schmitz.
Good job.
Come on, you should have said, from Star Wars episodes 2 and 3.
Yeah. Why? Why would I do that?
Because he was Organa.
Yeah.
He was Princess Leia's stepdad.
Hey.
He was Bail. His name's Bail.
Not stepdad.
Bail Organa.
Adopted.
Adopted dad. Whatever.
Adopted.
Sorry. He adopted her. His dad. Sadly, he gets blown up on Alderaan.
An adult in those.
Yeah, Jimmy Smits. He was also in a season of Dexter. You didn't see Dexter.
Nope.
Jimmy Smits.
Oh.
Spanish dude. He's got like the little thin line mustache. And he's like, hello. I'm Jimmy Smits.
He's like, what?
He's like, hey. Because I kind of have an accent, but not like totally.
But what is he like now?
He was just on Dexter a couple years ago.
He's like celebrating a birthday.
He's deceiving because he's got like that creamy, silky, smooth skin.
Be careful. So he's probably in his 70s?
Heck no.
60s.
If Tom Hanks was only what?
But he says he's Prince... He
50.
Said he's,
how old was Tom Hanks? 57?
Wait, what
How old was Tom Hanks? He's like...
I can't remember. He was probably 54? 57?
I'm going to say 58.
Wait, no.
He's not that
what
old.
What episodes of Star Wars was he in?
Episodes 2 and episodes 3.
Oh, so he the was like later the, ones.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, you're probably right, around 59.
He was the dude that...
How old were you? How,
I said
you
58.
Say? Okay. How old is he?
Did she guess?
59.
Yeah, she said 59.
Oh, okay, Jimmy Smits turned 58 today.
Yeah! See, this is good. We should do this more often, like Sherlock style, where we like... Really, like, overanalyze it.
I learned a lot from that show. Like, he taught me that if your cup is sitting on the left-hand side, that person's probably left-handed.
Sherlock taught you that?
Yeah. I was like, ah, Sherlock.
Third grade, like, deduction
from
teaching.
ER.
Party
of Five. And he's on American Dad.
He
plays Steve Smith on American Dad.
I've never seen American Dad. That's
seen
a
Party
cartoon.
Of Five, though.
Yeah. Scott
Grimes.
Scott Grimes.
Wow.
Is that his name?
Yep.
Is it the oldest brother?
I wasn't even thinking of him. I was thinking of the wolf kid. The guy that looks like...
No, this is the redhead.
Oh, I don't know. Who's in
Party
5?
Scott Grimes.
Scott Grimes is 39.
No. 44.
42.
Oh, yes. Man.
You're close. Wrong, but... All right, at least one more. Let's see. Hold on, we got to fast forward this, otherwise.
Apparently, my Jimmy
forever.
Smith sounded like Zoolander. That's what I was just told. When you stand up and walk out on me. Yes.
from Welcome to Mooseport and Working. And, of course, the Wonder Years.
Fred Savage.
Fred Savage celebrating his birthday today.
Dude, you could have said, what was that movie he was in? Little Monsters or Monsters Under the Bed? Or he was in Vice Versa.
Fred Savage.
He was in that Austin Powers. He was in one of the Austin Powers.
Princess Bride.
Yeah, he was in Princess Bride. Yeah.
And he's celebrating a birthday today.
He was also in a few episodes of Boy Meets World later on in life with his brother, Fred Savage.
8.
No. 40.
37.
Oh, man!
Are you guys tied?
Yes,
we tied.
Well, it's inanimate object.
Oh, we tied. Hey, we're equals. Works for me.
Okay, back on this date in 1985. This football great was signed to a 5-year pact with ABC TV to provide commentary for Monday Night Football. Former New York Jets quarterback reportedly earned $1 million a year for the job.
No, Theismann?
Joe Namath,
that was right the first time.
Broadway Joe.
Sorry, I never knew he was on. He was on Monday Night Football? Was he sober? That guy makes me nervous every time he gets anywhere near a camera. I'm not kidding. ESPN has banned him from, like, speaking because of his last interview he did. It was so bad.
Wow.
Oh, Joe. Where have you gone, Joe? What have you done, Joe? Is that it? He's gone.
He's left.
We got to take a quick break. What do we have coming up, Michelle?
We have a lot of things coming up, like...
You've got, like, a stack of things.
I sure
What are we talking about, Michelle?
Today's sugar cookie day.
Oh, man. Well, I can't wait to come back and talk about that.
No, we'll be back with something interesting.
Yeah, we have good stuff, I promise.
Yes.
Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static!
Steve-O and Mitch in the morning on Static Radio.
Good morning. 7:15 now, which means we should probably take care of traffic here in T-minus 14 seconds. It's wedding season.
It is wedding season. This is the time everyone is like...
Getting married. Summertime.
They were all proposed to around 3 to 9 months ago.
We're going to talk a little bit about weddings, but first we got to take care of some traffic, yo.
There is construction work on Barstow at San Francisco, as well as more construction work on Sur and I-40. And same congestion, a little bit of backup on Paseo, both ways by I-25, and that's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvert campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. And as I said, I want to find some cool wedding music. Is there cool wedding music? What was your first dance? Do you have like a song?
Yeah, actually.
Like, this is my song.
Oh, see, here's the thing. Here's what everyone who's getting married soon, you need to remember this. Okay. Do not choose a 3.5 to 4 minute song for your first dance. Right. Choose like a minute to 2 minute song.
What?
Yeah, Kelly and I danced to Isley Combinations.
Okay.
And
how long is that song? Like 17 minutes or what?
Too long. Too long for someone who wants to get this out of the way.
Get it out of the way. It's your first dance. It's supposed to be special.
Oh, both of us wanted to just
get
it out of the way. Neither of us wanted to do the dances.
Wow.
But it was tradition.
I don't want to say you're an awful person.
Neither of us wanted to do it. I sat there and sang the entire song to him because I know it.
Oh, I'm sure he was so stoked. He was like...
He was. Hello.
Oh, yes.
He just married me.
Yeah. So here's the deal. It is wedding season. And we got a list of the top selling wedding gifts over the last year. What do you think is number one? You don't get to look.
Number one, toaster.
Nope.
Crockpots.
Not even on the top five, either of them.
Towels. Dish towels.
Nope.
Regular towels.
What?
Like towels.
No.
Okay. Knives.
Can you be more specific with your answer, please?
Kitchen knives.
Stever. Nope.
Cutting knives.
Nope.
I wasn't going to say knives.
Oh, what were you going to say, Stever?
Coffee maker.
Coffee maker. Nope. That's actually number two. Oh. Huh? Espresso maker was number two.
Okay. Knives.
Number one selling gift. The song that me and Chrissy danced to, which is our song, our first song.
Oh, yeah, go ahead and put that one on. Because
2.5 minutes long.
Oh, see, smart.
It wasn't smart, it was our song. It was like before our wedding, it was our song.
Can I tell you what happened the day before our wedding?
You picked the song the day before your wedding.
We picked everything. We're like, oh, we need a music list, don't we? Yeah, let's do that. So we got on our iPods and picked everything. I bought a few songs, which I still own.
See, kids, this is why you want to wait until after you're 19 to get married.
Definitely 21.
Oh, 21. Sorry.
Definitely 21.
Way better.
I wasn't looking forward to the reception. Neither of us were.
To the reception?
Yeah. We weren't. Our reception was about an hour and a half long.
What's the number one wedding gift? 505-338-3700 if you'd like to take a stab at this.
Knives. It has something to do with knives. Knife sharpeners. Knife. Kitchen knives.
Number five was garment steamers.
Butter knives. Steak knives.
Garment
steamers. That sounds
number
awful.
Five.
I do not want that.
Number four, waffle maker. Can I just say that my wife and I got that for Christmas one year? Still one of my favorite gifts of all time. Yeah, because it's like one of those like crazy hotels where, you know, the batter and then you flip it.
I want one of those
two
so
at
bad.
A time. Two at a time. Static.
Is the number one answer money?
The number one answer should be money, but
should
it's
be.
Not even on the top five. But that's a good guess.
That
Thank
is.
You. Thanks for the call.
Kelly and I got about we didn't have like a huge wedding, but we got about a grand.
Nice.
In money. Just money. Well, then we got more
Did you guys
gifts.
Do the dollar dance and all that?
Yeah. That was my... That was awful.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. We want to know, what is the best gift? Do you have one that was like, no. That was the best gift we received.
Two things that we use all the time. Three things. We got a oven, like a little roasting oven.
Toaster oven.
No, yeah. it roasts chickens too.
Okay, rotisserie.
Sure. My mom got that for us. And then... we got a pan, this one pan. I was actually telling Kelly about it the other day. I was like, man, Summer got that for us. We need to go wherever she got that. And so I use that all the time.
Okay.
And then a teapot that the Rouse got us.
Nice.
All the time.
So you should think about those gifts and think, what do you think the top five gifts, best-selling gifts are for weddings? Come on.
Toaster oven.
No.
Teapot.
No.
Pots and pans.
No.
So what the heck?
Number five, garment steamers. Number four, waffle maker. Number three, a mixer. A stand mixer.
Oh, necessary. Super necessary.
Yeah. Number two, espresso maker. The number one.
Realize only one of those things.
Number one.
Knife. Some sort of knife.
An electric knife.
Ah.
The number one best-selling wedding gift. An electric knife. We do not own an electric knife.
Neither do we. But we did borrow one for Thanksgiving one year.
See? Apparently it's necessary.
You can't get fresher than this.
Steve-O and Mitch in the morning on Static Radio.
What? Sorry. Steve-O and Mitch, good morning. Happy Tuesday, everybody. It's wedding season.
It is.
We found a list of the top five... best-selling wedding gifts, at least over the last year. A little shocked, electric knives was number one.
Yeah, me too. It's kind of weird. I mean, I guess they're useful. Honestly, on most registries, I just go to straight to the kitchen.
Okay.
Part. You know, when you go, like, print the registry
yeah.
out.
Boop, boop.
No, when you're printing.
When you're, like, getting someone.
I go straight to the kitchen because I found that's what was most useful in my home.
Yeah.
Was having things to cook with.
Okay.
Like, I couldn't make a meal if I just had one pan and a microwave or something. Like
one pan and a microwave.
And I say that because before we were married, I used to go over to Kelly's apartment and make him dinner, and he had one pan and a microwave. I was like, what do I do with this? And guess who bought him the pan?
Who?
Me, I did, and we still have it.
Nicely done. Static.
Well, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, little one.
Well, I needed to tell you about the best wedding gift ever.
All right.
Well, it was a rented car.
Oh, to where?
Well, my mother-in-law, she rented us a car.
For both of you, or are you the runaway bride that we've been searching for?
The runaway bride.
That's cool.
Well, I thought you might think so.
So what'd you do with the car?
Well, we traveled.
Okay. So basically she got you your honeymoon.
Well, yes.
Good.
Well, thanks for the call,
Thanks
little
for the call.
505-338-3700, the phone number, wedding season.
Man, I am the least cool person I know. I am
so glad you're finally saying this.
I'm going back to music to your ears.
Yeah.
I'm going back to my wedding and everything that was just taken care of for me. And granted, I did a lot, but I had a lot
of wedding
help.
Day. The bride should never have to worry about anything.
On my wedding day, I didn't worry about anything, but I had my honeymoon provided for me. I got free chairs. I got the park, everything for free.
Yeah.
The wedding cake was free. My hotel room and car provided for me.
See, that's cool.
Plus people came to my wedding, which was always like,
spoiled.
My wedding day, I'm like, oh my gosh, is anyone going to even come to this?
Like, how many people are at your wedding?
Like 130.
Oh, okay.
And the one thing that I, because, okay, it's all kind of a blur. No one recorded it.
Right.
Bad idea. If you want to remember your wedding, have someone record it.
Yeah.
I didn't have anybody record it. The one thing I remember is my mom and dad both walked me down the aisle. And my dad at the time didn't really go to church, so he didn't know anybody. But my mom did. And I remember walking down the aisle and I was like, oh, Mom. Skip is at my wedding. Skip is at my wedding. She's like, what? I'm like, never mind. Just walk down the aisle.
Wow. I was the guy who didn't really think or plan anything. And so when it came time to invite people, I invited all my friends.
Oh,
like, I invited all my friends. And so then months later, my wife found out that I had, like, aunts and uncles and cousins and had no idea because I just was, I don't know. Hey, who do you want at the wedding? Oh, well, obviously Joey, Jake, Johnny B.
I handmade.
I don't know. Man, that's a big question. I don't know.
Me and one other friend made every single one of my wedding invitations.
See, that's cool.
And sent them out.
Yeah, I did not put a list together, so I'm not even being funny. I'm trying to remember where it was exactly. I think it was sadly at like my grandpa's funeral or something. My wife finally was like, "You have uncles and aunts? Like, plural? Where were all these people? Why weren't they on the wedding list?" I don't know. You asked me who, I don't know, I just thought of my friends. I just immediately gave her a list of like my top 9 people on my cell phone. I don't know, these people?
Okay, so.
I don't know.
I realized that I was going to have to make a lot of wedding invitations, so I made them pretty simple.
Okay.
But I did not realize how many I actually had to make. Turns out my husband has around 160 first cousins.
Stop it right now!
First cousins. His mom has like 8 brothers and sisters, and his dad has 14 brothers and sisters.
You are kidding me.
And so at my wedding, I remember a long line just in front of me, and they're all super sweet people, but they're shaking my hands and introducing themselves. Hi, I'm Kelly's Aunt Pearl. Hi, I'm Kelly's uncle. And so I met all of them. I just don't remember.
Yeah. See, I just wanted to spare my wife. That was really what it was. I was being thoughtful. A lot of thought and consideration went into my ideas.
Yeah.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Best gift, worst gift. According to this list, I got the top 5 best-selling wedding gifts over the last year. Number 5 was a garment steamer. Okay. Number 4, waffle maker. Number 3, a stand mixer, which is super vital. Number 2, an espresso maker, which should be number 1 because the number 1
amazing
best-selling wedding gift over the last year, an electric knife, I still don't own. So I don't know. We don't own.
I don't. They're helpful.
Really helpful for what?
Thanksgiving. That's all I can think of.
Yeah, once a year. You need it to carve the turkey? Steber.
Yeah, turkey for... Or ham.
Okay.
Or tri-tip.
Like, we rock briskets, and or we'll do roast regular, yeah. But
don't
but
you slice anything?
Yeah. We have really sharp knives, and I just go, slice.
Okay.
We just, slice.
We just all sit around the turkey and pick at it with our fingers.
I mean, I don't have an electric. I don't have an electric toothbrush. I just
oh,
have
I
a,
do. I use that every day, though.
You have to charge
That's
it.
That's the difference. I'll use that every single day. It's my electric toothbrush. I will not use an electric knife every day. I just don't think I would.
Yeah, not every day, but for holidays.
Yeah, I guess. It'd be good to have it in like that one random drawer. Except the problem with gifts like that is, no matter what, if you have enough drawers, come the one time a year when you actually need to find it.
You're like, where is it?
Where is the electric knife? Yeah. What was the last time we used it? 365 days ago! What do you mean, when was the last time we used it?
That's
the last
time
we cut a turkey.
Okay, so I really like, for my wedding, I got a lot of really cool things. But throughout the next year, my mom just kind of gave me stuff that she's had throughout her life. And so I have a lot of old things. You've been to my house once.
Yeah.
And you saw, like, I don't know if you remember, but it's all a bunch of old furniture and old things. Now you're a guy, never mind.
I'm like, really, bro? No.
But, like, everything, like, creaks when you open it, and you're like, careful when you touch that, because it could fall apart, and I really like it. And
I just remember being in your kitchen and thinking, there's a lot of people in this kitchen that's not very big.
Story of my life. Yep.
Sorry.
Facebook.com/myaestheticradio. We asked what your favorite and least favorite wedding gift.
All right.
Is. So Nathan said, my wife's former youth pastor gave us a check for $25, but the check bounced.
Yes.
So it actually cost us $6.
So far, that is my favorite.
Oh. And I like that it former youth pastor.
Former youth pastor.
Well,
gave us a bill for $6, basically. That's pretty amazing. Best and worst wedding gifts, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Coming back, we're 10 minutes away from New Music Tuesday. We got a lot of really great bands and a local artist coming in studio to talk about their CD release show. It's free. It's this Friday. It's Archibald. I couldn't be more excited. Archives, their new record. It's fantastic. I've heard the whole thing.
Oh, good. I haven't. I'm excited, though.
It's amazing.
I can't wait to hear what they're going to play for us.
I know. So I'm going to play a song. Yeah, 8 o'clock hour. Don't miss it. It's going to be amazing. Yeah, New Music Tuesday. On the way back. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static.
Steve-O and Mitch in the morning on Static Radio.
Please enjoy.
Good morning.
Good morning.
9:13 now. Happy Tuesday, everybody.
It's about
time. If you missed that interview with Archibald, we will have that posted up real soon, like
today.
Good stuff.
Today around
Acoustic Track. They will be playing a free show this Friday. Calvary Knob Hill at the Lobo Theater, 7 o'clock. Abraham the Poor, Archibald CD release show. It's going to be good.
It's going to be pretty
speaking
sick.
Of good, speaking of free, speaking of shows, speaking of bros. Rick Senna, welcome to the show.
Oh.
You got to actually like talking to the microphone. You talking to the mic. Talk.
You can.
Talk.
You're Rick. Here. You have to Rick's be gross here. Right now.
Yeah, in present.
Yes, and Carlos.
Yeah, and you brought your boy Carlos.
Yeah.
So I was
late.
What's going on? Yeah, dude, chilling.
Hey,
all right,
quick.
Who's gonna start? You want to start? You step up to the mic. You take the mic, Carlos, because you got to there. There you go. Boom.
What real quick.
Say? Okay.
I just want to let you guys know that my morning is personally not complete until I've had my coffee and my Steve-O and Mitch.
I'll accept that.
We'll take that.
Thank you guys for what you do, man. You guys make the commute to work that much better.
Nice.
How long's your commute? You have a long one?
Actually, no, not now. I did, but I recently moved, so I have about a 20-minute commute now.
That's not a big deal.
Yeah, that's a decent commute.
45 minutes.
Wow.
So did you used to live here and commute to Santa Fe?
Actually,
or
no. I lived in Espanola.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
all right.
I commuted to Santa Fe.
Yeah. All right. Carlos out in Santa Fe and... rocking some rad stuff. Our boy Shay Logan couldn't make it today. We've had him in studio before from Calvary Santa Fe and throwing down some cool stuff and got us in contact and said, dude, an amazing event. We're teaming up with the community. We're doing all these great things. Our boy Lucent's going to be playing and okay, let's talk about this. What's going on? Tell us about this event coming up.
Yeah, man. So basically August 17th.
All right.
Warehouse 21 up in Santa Fe. we are doing the next noise event.
All right.
Nice.
As you guys know, we had two in the past, both at Lobo Theater, and we just really felt led to bring it to Santa Fe, you know. I've been talking with Pastor Shea and Pastor Victor at our Santa Fe campus, and we just really felt the need to bring it to our town. And, you know, Pastor Shea's been really great about coming alongside us and, you know, a part of the vision and the goals. And so we're just, yeah, man, we're bringing Christ to the streets of Santa Fe.
Very cool. I love it. The next noise event. And we got some Lucent to play because, man, I haven't heard from this track, or at least haven't heard this track in a while. Mine is Surge, of course. And or everything we do Friday night with our hip-hop shows. But, yeah, lots of stuff going on. It seems like Santa Fe is the hub right now for local hip-hop. We got Relicus, who just got married. Congratulations to
Relicus.
Shout-outs
to Rally.
Yeah, dude. Mm-hmm. Just got married. I saw our boy C-Dub in Santa Fe for the wedding and everything, which was very, very cool. But
didn't he actually propose on air?
Oh, that's right. He did. On the hype.
Yeah.
He proposed on the hype. And then, of course, C-Dub, his best man, at the wedding this last weekend. So that was very cool. But,
very cool.
A lot of artists in Santa Fe. And then, of course, the alumni from Albuquerque. So you got Matic. Now, I'm hearing about this, like, super group that I didn't even know about that's been put together.
They just unveiled it at the Andy Mineo show.
Okay.
At Legacy Church. It's called Red Coalescence. Shout out to them. It consists of Matic, Doc, Mike Knight, Mitchell Seeds, and Alucent.
This is awesome.
Yeah, real power group, man. They're doing their thing.
And they're going to be at the noise event.
Definitely. They'll be there. We got artist Brian B. He's a local from Santa Fe.
Okay.
Of course, Relicus, myself. We got a cat from Espanola. He goes by Eternal Soldier.
Okay.
And
that's a big event. You got a lot of people.
Yeah,
you're telling me about
man.
About a new thing you're doing. You didn't do this at the last noise event, but first of all, for people who are unaware of what the noise event is, give us an idea. Tell us the vision, the history behind noise, what it stands for, what you guys want to do with these events.
Basically, in life, each one of us, we make a noise through our lives. Myself, I'm not an artist. I'm a graphic artist.
And that's an artist.
So it's a different type of noise.
Yeah.
And so what I used to do for the world was promote clubs and live completely for the world and made a lot of noise for the world. And now since I've been in Christ, it's completely about Him and promoting His plan and His ways and bringing people to His light. And so I make a different type of noise for Christ. And and I know your guys' slogan is drown out the noise, but
which is funny
but
it's different. N-O-Y.
It's N-O-Y-Z. A different type of noise.
Yes.
It's an urban noise.
Neighbors offering you zebra cakes.
Yes.
Eateries. Zebra cake eateries.
So basically it's Psalms 33:3, and it's just play skillfully with a joyful noise unto the Lord. And that's what we're all about, is really working together and collaborating and bringing hip-hop artists from all over New Mexico, from Espanola, Relate, down to El Morgordo. Elon Brio's not able to make this event, but, I mean, and everywhere in between Santa Fe, here in Albuquerque, quite a bit of hip-hop heads.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's growing, man. It's awesome. Our last event, we had upwards of 150 people.
Wow.
I'm expecting this event to just be packed out. I don't even know how big the facility is, but I'm pretty sure we're going to
pack it out.
Yeah.
Warehouse
21.
Okay.
Yeah. And so make a joyful noise, man, and onto the Lord. And no matter what you do, do it as unto Him, man.
Where can people go to find information about the show?
You can actually go to noise.org. That's N-O-Y-Z-E.
Okay.
.org.
Okay.
And that'll be up and running right after this. So if you're clicking on it right now, it's under construction.
Okay. But,
It's on its way. It's coming.
Okay.
So, yeah, you can find out more information there, and it's going to be a great resource once it's fully up and running. So,
beautiful.
But we've been up and running. We've been hitting the pavement, and things are good, man. So
now you guys are adding something new to this one. You're talking about it off air a little bit. Step up. Talk about this new thing.
So,
well, speaking of stepping up, people are going to be stepping up, facing off. Talk about this.
Absolutely, man. So basically about 3 months ago, I was at a hip-hop show here in Albuquerque at Warehouse 508.
Okay.
Actually, it was a b-boy battle. My cousin, he lives here, goes to Calvary. He's a b-boy he's been in doing it 20 years now. He invited me out to a show, and I was just there, and just being in that environment, you know, just seeing all the different elements. There was some MCs there in a little freestyle circle.
Okay.
Lots of B-boys, you know, some popping and locking going on. Just being there, man, I felt really, really led to put something like that on. And so we just really prayed on it, and we've been meditating and seeking the Lord, and we really felt that this time we're going to add the third and fourth element to this hip-hop show, the next Noise event, which is a live B-boy battle.
Okay.
And shout out to my boy Mitchell Seeds. He works at GameStop, and they're going to provide, they're donating the first place prize.
Oh, wow.
For that battle. It's an Xbox 360 from GameStop.
Wow. Yeah. So, and it's a free event.
Free event.
Which is crazy. Very, very cool. August 17th.
Starts at 6.
All right.
Doors open at 6. Event will start at 7.
Okay.
And also, we're going to have some live graffiti artists.
No way.
Yeah.
Our people at Warehouse 21, they were graciously enough to allow us. They have a wall there on the side.
Okay.
And they're like, you know, go to town. That's an open wall. You know, bring some graffiti artists, so we'll have some graffiti added to the mix.
Amazing.
It's going to be a live show, man. You guys don't want to miss it.
There you go. All right. It's going down August 17th, Warehouse 21. We'll post details at our Facebook page as well, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Carlos, Rick, thank you guys for what you're doing in Santa Fe, bringing that noise, being a light out there. I know this isn't the last we'll hear of these events, which is very, very cool. Or the last we'll hear of our boys who are playing the shows. Like a Lucent, he sent in this, man, when we launched Static Radio, this was one of the first tracks we played. It was part of the locals rule. We still take any and all submissions locally. MyStaticRadio.com, under the Locals Rule section, you can submit your MP3s. We will play any and everything on New Music Tuesday. And this one, I wanted to play because I hadn't heard it in a while, and I love it. This dude's awesome. He's going to be at the next Noise event going down August 17th. And even though he's a Falcons fan, we can still be friends because I still love him, even though I hate his team. There you go. All right. The song's called Boom Bap. It's Elucent. And check out more information, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static.
Steve-O and Mitch in the morning. Phone for the whole family. On Static Radio.
Good morning.
Morning.
Steve-O and Mitch.
Hey.
It's been a stellar Tuesday.
It has been.
Archibald was in studio hanging out with us, gearing up for their CD release show this Friday night at the Lobo Theater. There's zero reason to not be there. Let's see. Abraham the Poor opening up. Josh is coming back to Albuquerque to rock a show.
So cool.
Archibald is playing. If you missed them this morning.
I'm sorry. But
I'm not just saying this. They are one of my favorite bands we're playing on Static Radio.
I was standing in the background just so excited to be a part of this experience.
True story. I really believe that they have that something special that, I'm happy and sad for them. I'm happy for them. I'm sad for us when they blow up and then they're no longer in Albuquerque.
I know.
Because they're going to have to move somewhere big and do something crazy.
We begged them to remember us.
Yeah. And apparently they will. Because they were pretty stoked. It was exciting to have them in studio. And then also, of course, Carlos and Rick from Noise in studio talking about a free event coming up in August for all you hip-hop heads up in Santa Fe. August 17th. We'll have details at facebook.com/mystaticradio. Pretty incredible. I got a flyer. I got a post.
Okay, good.
Yeah, that's right. It's in my pocket.
Good.
I just got the text. We'll put it up there. But fun stuff. Also, some great new music this morning from a lot of artists. If you're a local artist, you'd like to get your stuff out on the airwaves, all you got to do is submit it. MyStaticRadio.com under the locals rules section. I got to tell you, Matt Lott, I love him a lot. He'll be here in less than a week.
Less than a week.
Mitch, you are going away to Mexico, and everybody needs to be praying for you because you out.
Yeah, I'm sad that I don't get to hang out with you guys, but I am going on a mission trip to Mexico with my husband and a group of high school students, so you can be praying for me because literally it's my husband and I leading this trip up.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
I'm really excited. We're going to be partnering with the church, an already established church down there. It's Calvary Chapel, Puerto Vallarta.
I don't want to freak you out, but scripture talks about too much is given, much will be required. You're put in charge of a mission trip to Mexico. Don't mess this up.
Okay.
I'm just kidding. Yes, be praying for my dear friend and co-host. Gone for a few weeks, and Matt Lott going to be taking her place.
You may know him
from Waverly, from House of Heroes, from She and Hymns.
Nope.
Yeah, that's our other band. That's our worship band with Chrissy, myself, and all the Waverly guys.
Oh, okay.
We're called She and Hymns. We played Calvary once. It was pretty good.
Oh, my gosh.
We really did. It was hilarious. We had fun.
Yeah, but no one knew that you were called that.
That's our secret band name, She and Hymns. H-Y-M-N.
Right.
She and Hymns. So it's on the up curve.
You're not stealing that at all?
No, not at all. Why? Is there another band called She and Hymns? What?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
H-Y-M-N?
No.
Oh, see? They stole it from us.
Nope.
Who's in that band?
Zooey Deschanel.
I don't even know who that is.
Oh, okay, cool.
So Matt Lott will be here for a few weeks from House of Heroes, from Waverly, and from this here morning show now.
Gosh.
Still haven't decided if I want to call him Matt or Mateo. Mateo and Steve-O. That's too many O's, huh? Just Matt.
Steve-O and Mateo. Steve-O.
No.
Steve, Matt, Steve.
Nope.
Stevie.
Nope.
Matt and Steve-O.
Steve-O and Matt in the morning. Yeah. Wow, that just rolled right off the tongue. Look at how quickly you were replaced. Yeah, so that's going down Monday. Starting Monday, he will be here. Pray for Michelle. Going away to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico for a few weeks. We're still going to hear from you, though, right?
Yeah, actually, good news.
Okay.
We're going to have one phone with service out
there.
Nice. So
that's cool.
Hopefully it doesn't fall somewhere and break.
I know, because of the crazy time difference, it's going to be like a whole day ahead.
Yeah.
Man, Mexico.
It's gonna be crazy.
I know south of the equator, it's like half a day ahead, right?
Yeah, actually, want to know something really crazy about Mexico?
Huh?
Not even on Earth.
No way.
I am flying past the moon to Mexico.
Taking that crazy rocket that they have here to take you to space.
Yeah, but you know what? God said go. I'm going. Yeah,
so that'll be good. Or you're an hour ahead.
Just 1 hour.
Yeah, or you're an hour ahead. So, yeah. Unreal.
Yeah, we'll work those times out.
We will miss you.
Crazy time difference.
Speaking of Matt, on the way back, we got some new Waverly.
Speaking of old Matt.
Yeah. Matt Lott. He'll be here in less than a week, and latest from Waverly on the way back. That's it for us. We leave you with that. We've got the wedding, some Churchill on the way. And, of course, Adri, she's back. She's up next.
Yay!
Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Peace.
Steve-O and Mitch in the morning on Static Radio.